The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'ainu Nishmat, Abraham ben Esther, Wahashem Tanihenu, Began Aiden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashrimah Shemuel ben Garaz, and the Fanador for the Nefesh, for the Goof. We begin today's daf on Lamed Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Ezohi Aveda. What is considered an Aveda that a person has to return? Matza Hamor or Para or Imbaderich. The person found a Hamor, a donkey or a Para or a cow, or Imbaderich. They were grazing on the road. Enzo Aveda. That's not an aveda. Rashi says, "Ve'enu chayav la'hazir." If you see them on the road, somebody put it there. The guy's coming back to get it. Don't take it. The guy's coming back. He placed it there. Hamor v'kelav hafuchim. But if you see a hamor and its vessels are turned upside down, so therefore you see what or pararatza ben akrim or a cow running in the vineyards, doesn't belong there. Harezu aveda. So that's already considered aveda. Therefore, you have to return. So it has to look. You have to look at the item depending on the way it looks. If it was lost or is it placed there? Hazira ubarha. Hazira ubarha. He returned the animal and the animal ran away. He returned the animal. The animal ran away. Afilu arba'a v'hamisha pa'amim. Even 4 or 5 times. Hayav la hazira. Shne emar hashiv teshivim. Says met twice. Hashiv teshivim. You have to return it many times, even if it keeps on getting lost. Ayabatil mesela. If let's say to get involved in the lost object, it would cost him out of work. He would not be able to work because he has to stop working. It would cost him mesela. Lo yomar lo ten li sela. You can't tell the guy, give me a sela, and you return the object to him. Why? As she says, "Lo yomar lo ten nisela shibitalti memelachti shiyomar lo im asita melachtecha hayita marbe torah." Achshav lefima shetarach taton. Right, I'm not giving you a sela. If you would have went to work in your job, you would have worked much harder. Finding this aveda was less work, so I'll pay you commensurate to the work that you did for finding the aveda. I'm not going to pay you according to the work that your original job. So I'd have to compensate him for the full loss of work. You pay him according to a worker. However, if there's a beddin over there, there's 3 guys there, there's beddin. Matne b'fne beddin. He's able to make a tanai in front of beddin. He says, listen, I'm not picking up this aveda unless the guy pays me for the money I'm going to lose. And that's the only reason I'm doing it. So then beddin, if there's a beddin there, then the hayav. He's hayav to pay. And she says, im yesham beddin, im nawach lo letroach yoter kedel larbot schad. The guy says, I don't want to get the reward. I want to continue doing my work. I don't want to pick up this aveda and lose out money. Look, I get paid and I make this amount of money. I'm not interested now in stopping work for a sela to deal with this aveda, so the guy's going to pay me half a sela. I don't want to do that. And he ashiv im tomrush etos char meshulam. Listen, I'll pick up the aveda if you guarantee me, beddin, that I get full payment. Beddin has a right to make that condition, and therefore only in front of a beddin can he make that. Im ensham beddin befnemi yatne. If there's no beddin, who's going to make this condition in front of? Therefore, shelo kodem. His own work comes first. He does not have to involve himself in the aveda. Okay, this is all the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain each line. So the first line of the Mishnah was, what is we aveda? What's considered an aveda? The Gemara gave one case, or 2 cases. What's the Mishnah's case? He found a hamor, or a para, grazing on the road. That's not an aveda. Okay? But what? You see a hamor, and it's kedima, upside down. Or you saw a para that's running through the vineyards. That is aveda. Atu kol hareda amrinan, lav aveda havu? Right, until now. Didn't we give many cases of aveda? Well, only these cases are considered aveda. Atu kolane, till now in the pirik, we gave tens of cases of aveda. Those were not aveda. Yehuda says, "Amar aveda hakikamad ezui klal aveda shu hayav ba," which means give us a general rule. Klal. Don't know this mishnah is specific. That she says, "Setam avedah shemuchachat sam sham shelo midat ba'alim," which means, give me a general way to know that the owner did not put it there. The owner put it there; he's coming back. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it says, "Matzah hamur uparah ro'im baderech." So you see a para or a hamor; they're grazing on the road. That's what they're supposed to be. They're walking on the road. En zu avedah velo mechayev ba. You're not involved. Don't get involved with it. Hamor v'chelav hafuchim para v'ratza ben akelamim v'lezu aveda u'mechayev ba. So Kavz Gebran says ul olam, which means okay, you find the animal walking in the street for how long? How long do you say the owner is coming back? V'chi, if you see it for a week and the owner didn't come back yet, every day you see the animal great walking in the street, it's still considered not an aveda. Now, how long is it not considered an aveda? Ul olam. It's a rhetorical. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ad Shelosha Yamin. 3 days. That's the cutoff. Gemara says, what do you mean 3 days? What's the case? If you see it grazing at night in the middle of the street, even 1 hour. What is it doing in the middle of the night? Not normal for a person to keep his animals in the street in the night. And if it's in the day, every day he takes his animal, he walks it in the street. So, what's the 3 day rule? You see it before Alot HaShachar a little, before the morning, that's Bekad Meta, when it's still dark outside, and you see it close to sunset. Now that's already funny times for an animal to be in the street, right before the morning and right before the night. That's already times that are a little odd for an animal to be in the street. So comes the Gemara and says, Tlatayu me amninan itramuye itramela venafka. Okay, you say, 3 days, the guy's animal went out and he put it to graze, to walk in the street at that time. 3 days you could say it's he did it. However, it's fair, more than that, it's too odd for the animal to be out at those times. Vadai avedahi. For sure you say it is a avedah. Tanya namehache matzah talet v'kardom. Talet was a garment, kardom is an axe. Be'astratya. What's that? You found it in the street. That she says, "Derek kivushad rabim upara ratzah ben akenamim." And you saw a cow running in the vineyards, which not supposed to be there, running in the vineyards. Harezu aveda talit betzad gader. But if you found talit on the side of the fence, I mean somebody put it there. Kardom betzad gader. We found the axe also was placed not in the middle of the street, strewn in the middle of the street. It's placed on the side of the fence. Upara ro'ah ben akenamim. And the cow is not running amongst the kiramim, but it is grazing in the kiramim. En zu aveda. Gimel yamim ze achar ze hare zu aveda. However, if you see 3 days consecutively that it's doing that, then already it is an aveda. Which means if you see it in the kiramim for 3 days consecutive, then already it doesn't belong there. One day, okay, you say, it happened, you put it there. But more than that, so you see the 3 day rule, you see already is in a braita. Let's say you see water coming to inundate somebody else's field. That's also an aveda. You see his field is going to get lost. So you have the mitzvah to save it. You have a mitzvah to put a fence up in order to protect your friend's field from getting inundated with water. Amar Rava said, "Lechol avedat achicha." The Torah says, "Lechol avedat achicha." To all the objects that are lost of your friend, of your brother, v'rabot avedat karka. It comes to include even avedat karka. What does that mean, avedat karka? That if somebody's field is getting damaged and getting lost either by water or whatever it may be, so there's a mitzvah to go save the field from damage. It's also considered Hashemat Avedah. Of course, you can't pick up a field and return it to somebody, but it means to save the field from damage. This is Lechol Avedat Achicha, even Avedat Karka. That's Rava's din. Amale Rav Hananya de Rava. Tanya de Mesayalach. You have a Braita to support you. Ra'amayim Shotfim Ubaim. Oh, we just saw this Braita. There's water. You see it's coming to inundate a field. Hareze Godeh Bifnehem. You put a fence up to protect the field. So you see what? that is a yan of avidat karka. You have to save the guy's field. Amar le, Rava says, im yishum ha, lo tisayi. If that's your proof, don't bring a proof for me. That's not a proof. Why? Hachem askinan bedika omarim. That case is talking about where there was bundles of wheat on the field. So you're not saving the field per se, you're saving the bundles. So you have no ra'ayah of avedat karka. Could be you're saving the metaltilin that's on the field. That's why it says you have to save the field. So no, don't bring a ra'ayah. The Gemara says, idi ika omarim ma'ile memra. It's a peshita. I need a bride to tell me that if a guy's omarim are going to be lost, that you have to go save it, that's a pashut. Which means it's a regular avedah. It's like a seh, a salma, all the examples that the Torah gives. A sheep, a dress, a hamor, so omarim. I don't need a hadush to tell me that you see the guy's omarim getting damaged. It's like a regular case of avedah. No tzericha de'it ba omarim de'tzrichi la'ara. We're talking about omarim that are still attached to the ground and they're still nurturing from the ground. And therefore, ma'udetema kiman de'tzrichi la'ara, since they need the ground, ki gufa de'ara damyan. That maybe they're considered like ground, and maybe you would not have to save it. Kamash malan that the omarim, you know, they're attached to that, and they need the ground. They're considered separate, and therefore you have to go save. We have no ra'aya from this braita that you have to save karka. That was Ravas Hadush from Nechol Avedat Achicha. Comes Gemara and says, now Gemara is going to go for a little while on some diukim over here, some implications from our Mishnah. Matzah Hamor Upara. Okay, so let's get the Mishnah clear. What do we say? You found a para and a hamor. Ra'im badderech. What does that mean? They're walking on the road? They're grazing on the road? Okay, so we said the guy put it there. They're hanging out on the road. Ends abeda. But why? You find the hamor with the thing upside down, the kerim upside down. Or you see him running in the kerim. Running in the kerim is not a normal thing to run in a vineyard. It's lost. It's flustered. So therefore what? Rezu abeda. Okay, now watch these diyukim the Gemara starts to make. Agufakasha. Gufakasha is when the implications of the Mishnah are contradictory. Amal, you said, Matzah hamor upara ru'in baderech. You see it walking on the road, en zu aveda. Okay, on the road, not aveda. Ru'in baderech hu, they don't have the aveda. Right? Only because it's walking on the road. Ha ratza baderech. Make a diuk, but if it's running on the road, ve'ro'e ben akeramim, and grazing in the vineyards, havya aveda. Yeah, make the diuk clear again. It's only because you said ro'e baderech. One case, grazing on the road. You need two items for the item to be non-aveda. Ro'e baderech. Again, ratz baderech, problem, aveda. Or ro'e bakerem, grazing in a vineyard, aveda. Good, no problem. Emasefa. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Hamor vechela vafuchim. You have the hamor and the kedim upside down. Okay, that's clearly an aveda. But here's the question. Upara ratza bena keramim. Oh, and a para that's running in the vineyards. Harezu aveda. Ratza bena keramim. Hudavi aveda. Ha ratza baderech. From the Sefer, the Mishtat Mashma, Dafka Ratza Bekerim, you need two things. Ratza Bekeramim, that's Aveda. Mashma Ratza Bederech, Enzo Aveda. Or Ro'e Bekeramim, grazing in the Keramim, Enzo Aveda. Mamash Estira, from the Diyuk of the Resha to the Diyuk of the Sefer. Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye, Abaye comes along and says, Yagid Alav. Re'o. Yagid Rav Re'o is a pasuk. Where's that pasuk in Mishle? No, Yov. Literally, Yagid Alav Re'o, let his friend reveal him. That's a pasuk that they're going to use to explain the Mishnah. Let the friend explain him. Yagid Alav Re'o, his friend will explain him. And the Gemara explains. Tana ro'e baderech. It says in the Mishnah, Ro'e baderech de lo havya aveda. In the Resha, grazing in the street. Baderech, that's not considered aveda. V'u adin le ro'e ben akeramim. Yagid alav re'o. It's not like I tell you every case.
Ru'e baderech, and also Ru'e bin akiramin. That's also considered a non-aveda. Don't make you diyuk. Learn from the Mishnah what it says, and add another case. Yagid alav ri'o. Ru'e baderech ve'gam ru'e bekiramim. Enzo aveda. Ve'lo avi aveda. Ve'u adin ha'ver kiramim. Ta'na ratza bin akiramim da'avi aveda. And it's sefa. That it's running in the kiramim. Good. So instead of making you diyuk, the Mishnah gave one of the two cases. Yagid alav re'o. It said one case, include its neighbor, include its friend. So therefore, Abaye knocks out the question by saying, hu adin. That means all ro'ez are ben ro'e baderech, ben ro'e bekiramim is not aveda, and all ratzes. Ben Ratz Baderech, Ben Ratz Bekeramim. Very simple. Now, Mishnah doesn't say every case. From one case, you learn the other case. Rava says, impossible. Amale Rava, Iyagida Lavre'o. If you want to do that, Litni Kilta Vekol Sheken Hamirta. The way you would do that, if you wanted to say one case, you'd say the Hiddush case, and then I would make a kal vachomer of the other case. You're not going to tell me the chidush case. I'm sorry, you'll tell me the chidush case, and then I would make a kal vachomer on the obvious case. For example, let the Mishnah say like this, litni ratza baderech. That's a chidush. That even though it's on the derech, dahav yaveda, and then I'll say, v'kot sheken ratza ben akiramim. But don't tell me Ratza, tell me the case of Ratza Baderech, right? And then I'll learn Hadush. That is the Hadush, by the way. Ratza Baderech, and I'll say Kala Omer, Ratza Ben Akiramim. Or the other way, Velitni Ru'e Ben Akiramim, tell me that even if it's grazing in the Kiramim, it's not an Aveda, they love the Aveda, because you can't Ru'e Baderech. From the fact that Mishnah gave you the reverse cases, it's not about only those cases. So therefore, so remember back to the question. You have a stira between the diyuk of the resha and the sefa. Ela marava, ratza, aratza, lakashya. Running and running against running is not a question. Had the apa legabe dabra, had the apa legabe mata. It depends where the face of the animal is facing. You see the animal running. If you see it's running and its face is towards the city, don't return it. It's not aveda. It's going to the city. It's going back to where it belongs. The guy's going to find it. However, if you see the animal running and its face is towards the field, it's getting lost. So then already you have to return. So we're making it. It is two different cases, but it's not the same. It's not the same case. We may do, you said, Ratza, make up your mind. Ratza baderech in one plus mashma is not an aveda. Another plus mashma, that one, Ratza baderech is aveda. It depends the position of the animal. If you see the animal running towards the derech, it's going back to the city, it's going back to the owner. Leave it. If you see it running towards the field, it's running away from the owner. Therefore, it's considered an aveda. All depends where it is running towards. Comes the says, Ru'e aru'e name lakashya. Okay, Ru'e aru'e is not a question either. Why? Kan ba'abedat gufa, kan ba'abedat karka. Okay, abedat gufa, Gemara's going to explain. V'chi ketani ru'e baderek lo avi aveda. That which we said in the Mishnah, that if you see it grazing in the field, in the derech, on the road, it's like to the aveda. Ha ro'e ben akiramim, havya aveda. And so you made a diyuk and said, ro'e baderech is not aveda, but ro'e ben akiramim, if it's grazing in the vineyards, it is an aveda. Ba'avedat karka. It's not talking about the animal. It's talking about the aveda is the field. You have to protect the field. Which is really, I can tell you, Ro'e ben baderech, ben bekeramim, is not an aveda. The animal itself is not considered lost. So what did I mean when I said Ro'e ben akiramim, it's considered avud? The field is considered avud, because the animal is going to destroy the field. It's in the middle of the vineyard. If we have to save the field, meaning shoo the animal away, you don't have to return the animal. Just get rid of the animal out of the vineyard in order to protect the field. Which means when we said that, it's not the animal. Ru'eh ben baderech ben bekeramim is not considered aveda. Ela, what's the aveda? The aveda is the karka. V'chi ketani ratza ben hakeramim, have ya aveda? Oh, and then when you told me, instead of it's running in the keramim, that it is an aveda, ha ru'eh ben hakeramim lo havi aveda, ba'avedat gufa. Right? The aveda, the animal itself. Deratza ben hakeramim, when you see it running in the keramim, there's a problem. Because there, the animal itself is going to get damaged. Demaskeva. Maskeva means it's gonna hurt itself. And therefore, when you see it running in the keramim, you have to save the animal itself. Because it's gonna damage, it's gonna, there's thorns, there's branches and things like that. So when it's running in the keramim, you have to save it because of maskeva. But when it's grazing in the keramim, it protects itself. You don't have to worry. Not about the keramim, and not about anything. Oh, but it's eating the field. Okay, good. You tell me when it's ro'eh ben hakeramim, no problem. The animal is protected. Yeah, what about the karka? What about he's eating the keramim? The field belongs to a goy. If it belongs to a goy, then we don't have to worry about the field. V'tipukle mishum abedat gufa. Oh, what do you mean? Maybe you have to worry about the animal itself when it's grazing in a goy's field. Why? Didilma katlula. Because the goy is going to see the animal in the field, he's going to kill it. So therefore the chorin should have to save the animal from the goy. Be'atra dematru v'adar katle. We're talking about a place where they won't kill an animal until they give a warning first. So therefore you don't have to worry. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe there was a warning already. If they warn the guy and the guy's still not careful, he's letting his animal go into the goy's field, you don't got to touch the animal. The guy's letting it go. Which means the guy made it hefker, obviously. He doesn't care. So therefore, according to this answer over here, according to Rava, let's review how he's answering the question. He's saying that really there's no stira between the cases. Ru'eh aru'eh lakasha. Let's discuss that one. When it's ru'eh in the keramim, when we said you have to, it's an aveda, not the animal. The animal's not an aveda. The field is the aveda. Meaning you got to save the field. Because what's going to happen? It's ru'eh ben hakeramim. It's eating the guy's field. So therefore, shoo the animal away in order to save the field from destruction. Oh, but the animal itself? No, don't worry about the animal. The animal owner is coming back. Ru'eh is not a problem. What do you mean ru'eh is not a problem? What about the animal itself? No, the animal itself, I'm not worried because of it's ru'eh ben hakeramim. Ru'eh is considered normal, let's say. Oh, but if it's running ben hakeramim, you got to save the animal. Why do you got to save the animal? Because of it gets damaged. The animal itself is what you have to worry about, because meskava, it gets damaged when it runs. Again, I'm just saying Rava's answer one more time. Okay, running, no question. When you see it running, it depends where its head is faced. If it's faced towards the city, towards the derech, it's not avida. If it's faced towards the field, it's running away from the guy. Okay, so that's how we answer running. And ru'eh aru'eh, we don't have to worry about. Why? Ru'eh aru'eh. Ru'eh bakiramim. So it is avida. What's avida? The field is avida. Okay? The field is a aveda. Ba'avedat gufa. Good. And ru'eh baderech, it's not an aveda, because the animal's walking on the road. When it's walking on the field, the animal's not the aveda, the field is the aveda. Beautiful. Very good. Oh, and what about running in the keramim? Running in the keramim is the aveda. What's the aveda? The animal itself. Because the animal itself is going to get damaged. Why you say only the animal? When it's running in the keramim, the field is also going to get damaged. No, it's a goys. It's a goys. Yeah, but the animal, the goys is going to kill the animal. So the animal's also an aveda. It's a goys. So if it's a goys, you should have to save the animal because the goys is going to kill it. Even if it's walking in the field. Even if it's walking in the field, if it's a goy's field. Now go back to the ru'eh. Running, you always have to save the animal. The animal itself is going to get damaged. It's going to get, scraped by the thorns and things like that. Oh, it's a goy's field. So even the ru'eh, Forget about the field. You have to save the animal. The goy is going to kill it. No, only where there's hatra'a. It's a place where they give warning first before they kill the animal, so you don't have to worry. Maybe they did warn him. If they warn him, the animal's still there, you don't have to worry about anything. That means the guy may gave up hope on it. The guy's taking his animal and putting it in a place where he's giving up on it. Okay, now we go back to the Gemara. Okay, no matter how many times the animal runs away, you keep on have to return it. One of the rabbis told Rava, "Ema Hashem Hadazimna, Tishivim Terezimne." Right? Who told you so many times? Hashem Tishivim. Maybe Hashem is return it once. Tishivim is twice. Who told you 100 times? Amade Hashem Afilu Kuf Pa'ami Mashma. Hashem, return it. Doesn't say how many times. Even though first Hashem, even 100 times Mashma. Tishivim. Enli Ela Lebeto Leginato Lchurbato. Enli Ela Lebeto. If it just would have said Hashem, I would say you have to return the lost object back to the guy's house. How do I know that you can even return the lost object back to his garden? Or his churba? How do I explain churba? Also like a porch of some sort. Tamud omar tishivim mikol makom. You can return the lost object no matter where. Hechi damed. What do you mean? What's the case? Ide mintera peshita. If the garden is fenced in, of course you can put the lost object in the garden. Why not? In the lomintera, and if it's not guarded, amai. Then how can you? You don't have to put the lost object, return it in a place that's not protected. Le'olam de mintera. Really, I'm talking about the garden is protected. So what's the hadush? Vakamash malan, de'lo ba'inan da'at ba'alim. Hadush gadol. When you return a lost object, the owner does not have to know that you returned it. By stealing, when you return a stolen object, the guy has to know that he got the object back. You cannot just put the item back in the guy's field without him knowing. By Avedah, the Chiddush is you could return the item, just drop it on his garden, as long as the garden is Shamud, has a protection on it, and you don't have to tell him. Uchtirabi el Azar da'amar, hakol sirichim da'ad ba'alim. You're returning a pikadon back. You're returning a gezelah back. It needs da'at. The owner has to know that you returned it. Chutz, mashavat aveda, shatorah rifta hashavot harbe. Because Torah says, Hashem tishivim. Return it any way possible. You returned it, but he doesn't know it's in his garden. So what? As long as you put it in his property, it is okay. That's the chadush by hashavat aveda. So again, Hashem teaches me, return it 100 times. Hashem, afilu me'a pa'amim. Teshivim, bechol makom. Hadush, bechol makom. Of course. No, afilu shelo le'da'at ba'alim. Even if the owner does not know that it was returned, it's considered already the job obligation. Now we go to other examples where the Torah uses a double language. The next case is shaleyach teshalach. That's by the mitzvah of shiluah hakan. What's the Torah say? You have the mother bird sitting on the eggs, let's say, or the chicks. So what are you supposed to do? Send the mother away and take the eggs, okay? Shalayach tishalach. Emma shalayach hadazimna. Tishalach terizimna. Let's say the mother comes back. Just send it twice. Maybe I'll say the maximum time you have to send the bird away is twice. Amale shalayach afilu mea pa'amim mashma. Doesn't matter if the bird keeps on coming back, send it away again. Comes back, send it away again. Shalayach afilu mea pa'amim mashma. Tishalach. So what does tishalach come and teach me? En li ela lidvar. Harishut, which means, I understand that what? I have to send the mother away, which means, let's say I want to use the mother, I want to eat it. I want to eat the mother bird. So I'm not sending it away. I'm taking the mother bird and eating it. So maybe I'll say, listen, Torah is telling me I can't use the mother bird for my own purposes. However, nidvar mitzvah minayin, but maybe let's say I want to use the bird for a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah the guy wants to use it for? That she says, Hayatzlich letaher bo ta mitzorah. He needs a bird to bring it as a korban for the mitzorah. How do I know that it's asur? That you have to send it even in the case of a mitzvah? Tamud omar teshalach. You gotta send it away. Mikol makom. Even in a case where you want to use the bird for a mitzvah. That's the hadush of shaleyah teshalach. Amaleh omer abbaran rabba. Okay, now we're talking about the mitzvah of rebuke. The Torah says, Hocheyah. Tochiyah, rebuke. Hochiyah, chada zimna. Rebuke a guy once. If he doesn't listen, tochiyah, zimna chada. Hukhiyah hada zimna. Tukhiyah tri zimna. If he doesn't rebuke him twice, maybe after twice, you're patur. Amar le, hukhiyah afilu mea pa'amim mashma. You have to rebuke the guy even 100 times. Tukhiyah eni ela harav le talmid. I would say only the rabbi rebukes the talmid if he sees him making an avera. Talmid le rav minayin. How do the student rebuke the rabbi if he sees the rabbi making an avera? Talmud amar hukhiyah tukhiyah. Mikol makom, in all cases, even student to rabbi. Azob ta'azob immo. That's talking about the mitzvah of pirika and ta'ina. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah. You see a guy's animal is laden with stuff, and he needs help unloading the animal. So the Torah says, you got to help him. You see a friend in need, azob ta'azob immo. You have to help him. Now, what's the double language, azov, ta'azov? Again, this pirika and this ta'ina. We're talking about azov, ta'azov is referring to pirika, unloading the animal. He tells your friend, do me a favor, come help me. You have to help him. You cannot say, I'm not interested. That says, azov, ta'azov, imo, in the ela, be'alav, imo. I only know from the pasuk, it says, azov, ta'azov, imo, is if the owner is there. She'en be'alav, imo, minayin. But how do you know if the owner's not there? How do you know you still have a mitzvah? Tavud omar, azov ta'azov, mikol makom. Even if the owner is not there, he's not helping you, he's not there. You still have a mitzvah to help the animal from its load. Not only when the owner is there, even when he's not there. Azov ta'azov, mikol makom. Hakem takim imo. What's hakem takim talking about? That's about mitzvah of ti'ina. There's a mitzvah to load, to help your friend load his animal. And the ela be'alav imo. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Imo, when the owner is there, helping you. She'en be'alav imo minayin. How do I know that it's a mitzvah to load the animal, even if the owner is not there? Tamud domar hakem takem mekol makom. Ve'lamma lel mechtav perika, ve'lamma lel mechtav te'ina. Side question, the Gemara says now. What about the two pesukim? One pasuk teaches me you have a mitzvah to unload the animal of your friend. And one mitzvah teaches me you have a mitzvah to load the animal. What do you need two pesukim for? What do you need two pesukim? It's the same concept. Loading, unloading. Help your friend. Tzirichin. Now you need two pesukim. De'ikit ibn rahmanah perika. And so Torah would just teach me the law of unloading the animal. I would say, hava min hamishum de'ika tzar ba'le hayim, de'ika chesaron kis. I would say there, you got two things working. That's why you have to help the guy. Number one, because the animal's in pain. The poor animal has this whole load on its back. So therefore, number one, you have tzar bale chayim, and you also have chesaron kis. Because what's going to happen? The animal's going to die. He loses out on the animal. So therefore, in that case, I would say you got to help because you have two factors. About ti'ina, but loading the animal, delav tzar bale chayim ika velo chesaron kis ika emalo. I might think that you don't have to help. V'yashmi'ina ti'ina. If you go the other way. If you told me ti'ina, that you have a mitzvah to load the animal, mishum de bischar. Yeah. Because there, this opinion holds, you're allowed to ask for payment. A guy tells you, help me load my animal, you can say, pay me. So I said, that's why you do it, because you get paid. That's why the Torah demands, because you're allowed to get paid. Aval pirika de bechinam, but pirika you're not allowed to charge for. Ema lo, I might think that you're not obligated. Therefore, the Torah comes along and says, tziricha. Understand, which means according to this opinion over there, when you're loading somebody's animal, you're able to ask for sakhar. You're able to ask for remuneration. So I say, in that case over there, so even if the guy's not helping you, I would say what? You got to do it because you can always get paid. But how do you know that even pirika, that you have to do it because you can't get paid for pirika? So that's what Tosfos comes and tells you, two pesukim. Okay? Yeah, which maybe pirika, unless you agree to pay me. I'm not doing it for free. So that's why it comes to us. No, pirika, you have to do it for free. You have to do it for free. So when it comes to Gemara, it says, Rabbi Shimon holds, you can't charge for anything. Even for ta'ina, even for unloading, even for loading, you can't charge. So therefore, what do you need two pesukim for? Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, lo misayme kera'e, which according to Rabbi Shimon HaKadashi, lo mesayme kera'e, hem mashma te'ina vehem mashma perika, vi ketev chada v'amina lefrika ata, val te'ina lo ketev rachmana idach leta'ina, which means, you have two pasukim. One pasuk says, hakem takim. Right? And one pasuk says what? Azov ta'azov. It quite to be Shimon, I don't know which pasuk is talking about te'ina, which pasuk is talking about pirika. It's vague words. Azov to help him. Help him what? Help him load, help him unload. Hakem takim. Vague words. So the Shimon holds, if you didn't tell me both items, I would say that the pasukim are referring to only pirika, because pirika is more severe, because you have the factor of the animal, the tzar bale chayim, because the animal has the load on its back. So therefore, according to Bishamon, the pshat is lo misayme kera. I would not know which pasuk to learn te'ina from and which pasuk to learn pirika from. Each pasuk is vague. You can learn it's referring to pirika. So if the Torah only wrote one of them, I would say it's only teaching you pirika, and I would not know te'ina. Oh, so now it comes again. What it says. So therefore, you have to write both. Because if we just wrote one, I would learn only pirika. I would not learn te'ina. So comes again. What it says. Lama li lemichtav ani tarte velama li lemichtav aveda. Right, no question now. So there's dina pirikata. Let's review what we just said. One pasuk says akem takim. One pasuk says azov ta'azov. So the Gemara is to quote the first shita, not Rabbi Shimon. What do I need pirikata ta'ina for? One is pirikata, one is ta'ina. Quote the first shita, it's clear. Hakem takim is help him load. Azov ta'azov help him unload. That's the first shita. We need both. No, because you would have thought that maybe dafka te'ina, where you can get paid for it. Where you can get paid for it. Also, there you have to help him. Maybe perika, unloading. Maybe you could come to the guy and tell him, I'm not helping you until you pay me. No, you got to do it even. You have to help the guy. Okay, according to Mishimon, you got to tell me both pesukim, because I don't know what these pesukim are talking about. It's not one is perika, one is ta'ina. These pesukim are vague. So if I just would have said one, I would have said perika. I would not know ta'ina. Perika, I would say, because it's the animals being helped. Well, not both pesukim. Okay. The other Gemara says, what do you need these pesukim b'chlav? Isn't this aveda? Which means when you see somebody's animal, let's say with a load on it. So you have a mitzvah, just like you have a mitzvah to save a guy's field that we just learned. You have a mitzvah to save a guy's object from getting destroyed. So you see a guy's animal has a load on it. Isn't that in the category of a lost object? Why don't you just say it's aveda? Why couldn't you learn it from the regular deen of aveda? Look at Ashi. Lama li lemichtav aveda. Or go the other way. Why did the Torah have to write the deen of Hashavat Aveda? Learn it from Pirika and Ta'ina. Just like you have to help the guy so his animal doesn't get broken. So it means you have to deal with Mamon Yisrael. That's the point. You have to deal with your friend's assets. So just, I could learn from the law of Pirika and Ta'ina, the law of Hashavat Aveda. So the Gemara comes along and says, no, Tzarika, you need both cases. Di katav rachmanani tarte, mishum de tzara de mara ita. Tzara dida ita, aval aveda de tzara demara ita, ve tzara dida leta ema lo. I would say maybe, you know, when you have to help your friend when there's two tzaras, tzara of the guy and tzara of the animal. Mashienken by aveda, the animal's not in pain. It's only the tzara of the guy. Maybe I say you don't have to return it. Instead, if I just had pirikat ta'ina, I'd say, oh, yeah, you got to unload the guy's animal. Because the guy himself is in pain, because he's losing his money. And what? The animal's in pain. So maybe when you have two factors, that's when you have to save the asset. But maybe when you only have one factor, you see an animal roaming in the street. Is the animal in pain? No. But the owner's in pain. Maybe I'd say you don't have to return it. Kamash malan. Liyashmi'inan aveda. And if you just told me aveda, mishum de leta le mara bahada. Aveda, you know why you have to return it? Because the owner's not around. So therefore there's no etzah. You have to go return the item because the guy's not going to get his item back. Aval ani tarte, but perikante ina di ital de marab bahada. The guy standing right there. I would say what? Emma lo. I would say maybe not tzidika, which means maybe when the guy's standing there by his animal, and his animal's in trouble, I say, I don't have to help him. Let him go hire somebody. What do you want from me? Which is by aveda. I would say, listen, you have no choice. The guy, his item is lost. He has no idea where it is. There, if you're not going to save it for him, he loses. You walk on the street, the guy's animal, laden with stuff on it. The owner knows exactly what's going on. Who says I have to go help him? I'll tell the guy, you see the situation you're in, go hire two guys off the street and let them help you. What do I got to help you for? The guy comes, tells you, hadush. Even when the owner's there, you still have to lend a hand. Comes the Gemara and continues, Mot you mat hamake. What is this talking about over here? A guy hits somebody and kills him. What's the deen? The guy that kills his friend, so we put him to death. Mot you mat hamake. Eni ela bemita ketuvabo. I only learned from this pasuk mita ketuba. What's the death penalty when somebody kills his friend? What is the death penalty? Herek zayif. If you kill him with a sword. So I know from the pasuk that only if you're able to kill him with a sword. However, iata yachol amito b'mita ketuva bo shata rashai l'amito b'chol mita shata yachol amito. How do I know that if you can't kill him with a sword, that you can kill the guy who killed his friend with any mita? Now, why would he be able to kill him with a sword? You're on a boat, let's say. You don't have a sword. How do I know you could kill him, throw him overboard, drown him? How do I know you can kill the murderer anyway? Tamud Omar, mot you mat. Mikol makom, kill him anyway, from the double language. Hake take. This is talking about over here, if you have an ir, hanidahat. Now, what's the law of ir hanidahat? These are the people that are worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the Torah comes along and says, you have to kill all the inhabitants of the city. How do you kill them? You kill them also with sayif. Normally, Avodah Zarah, you kill them with sekila. But in an idah, you kill all the inhabitants with the sword. So Gemara says, in the era, ba'ka'a bahim. The mitzvah is to kill them the normal way, sayif. How do you know you can kill them in any which way? Let's say you can even kill them with sayif. Tamud omar, kill them any which way. Hashev, tashev. Okay, the Torah says long like this. You lend somebody money. Okay? He didn't pay you back. So now you're betin, or you're allowed to go to the guy's house and take a collateral. But the Torah says that every night you have to go back to the guy and give him back his collateral if he's ani and needs the collateral. So it says, hashev, tashev. You have to keep on going back at night to give him back his collateral. Then you come back in the morning and take it back. Hashev, tashev. Maybe only when Betin took the collateral, which was done legally by Betin, then the law is that Betin has to go every night and, or the guy has to go every night and return it. However, let's say the guy himself repossessed the mashkon. The lender went to the guy's house and grabbed the mashkon. How do I know in that case also that he has to return it every day? Tamud omar hashev tashiv mikol makom. Any case, no matter Betin took it or if the guy himself took it, those have to return it at night to let the guy use his object. Havol tahbol. That's the same case. Havol tahbol is the same case. If you lend somebody money and now he didn't pay, you can go to his house and take a collateral. In the ela shemashkeno b'shut. Maybe you only have to return it again when it was done b'shut Betin. Mashkeno shelo b'shut. But let's say you took it without b'shut. Just went to the guy's house to get yourself. Meaning, how do you have to return it? Tamud lomar havol tachbon mikol makom. Now, what do you need two pesukim teaching you the same thing? V'hani tzrei kra'e lamali. What do I need two pesukim to teach me that what? That when you take a mashkon, a collateral from your friend, that you got to return it to him. Because if he needs it. Had liksut yom, v'had liksut layla. Right, it depends if it's an item that it's a ksut yom or ksut layla. What does that mean? Let's say it's a blanket. Blanket the guy needs at night when he goes to sleep. So what's the deen? The deen is every night before it gets dark, you have to go and return him his blanket. Because he needs it at night. That's one law. Or let's say it's ksut yom. Let's say it's a shirt that he needs to wear during the day. So therefore, every night before morning, you have to go to the guy's house and return to him in the morning. So therefore, it depends on what the item is. If it's ksut yom, or if it's a ksut laila, depending on what it is, you're always going to have to return to him, either before the night, or before the morning. Comes against patoa, teftah. In the mitzvah of tzedakah, we have a double language. Patoah, tiftah. In the ela la'aniyeh irka. From that pasuk, I could say maybe you only have to give money to the poor people of your city. La'aniyeh ira chedet min nain. How do I know that you have to give money even to the poor people of a? Another city, Tamud Omar, patoah, tiftah, mikol makom. Naton titin. It's also giving tzedakah. In the ela matana meruba. Which means that teaches me what? That I might think that you only have to give a matana meruba, a significant give. Naton. Matina means something that's chashuv. Matana mu'etit minayin. How do the guy can't afford, let's say, to give a big gift to the kohen, to ani? How do we know that even he should give even a small matana? Naton titin mekom makom. Give whatever you can give. Ha'anek ta'anik. Okay, what does ha'anek ta'anik teach us? That's why when the Eved goes out, the Eved Ivri goes out, the mitzvah is on the way out, give him some gifts. Give him like a bonus on the way out. Maybe because the pasuk says, Ha'anek ta'anek oto. I'm giving you the whole pasuk. Asher berachecha Hashem Elohecha. Maybe only in a case where the slave brought good luck to the master and brought beracha, then you have to give him gifts on the way out. How do I know that if the house wasn't blessed, that he still has to give him? Tamud wara anek ta'anek. Mikol makom. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the man it parecha bayit biglalo ba'anikim lo. Lo it parecha bayit biglalo im ba'anikim. Ta'anik lamali. According to Rabbi Elazar, that says, no, you only have to give the gift if the house was blessed. So what do you do with the double language? Debera Torah kishon bene adam. The Torah speaks in the way of vernacular of men. Meaning, ta'anek, ta'anek. Don't midayek the double language. The Torah speaks in a double language. That's the normal way of talking. But not to be midayek, the extra word. Ha'avet ta'avitenu. Okay, what's the law of ha'avet ta'avitenu? What's that law of ha'avet ta'avitenu? Huh? That's the last one we have to do. That's right. You have a mitzvah to give a loan. You have to lend people money. They need money. You got to lend people money. So the Gemara says, "Eni ela she'en lo." A guy doesn't have money. Ve'eno rotzel litpanes, and he doesn't want to take charity. Amar Rachmana ten lo derech halva'a. Then you could fool the guy and say, "Listen, I'm giving you a loan, even though you're really giving him a gift. You don't want, you're not going to ask his friend back, but you don't want the guy not to take it." So maybe in a case where the guy doesn't have money, he doesn't want to take charity, so then you can tell the guy, okay, it's not charity, it's a loan, you'll pay me back. However, yeshlo, let's say the guy has money, he has $1 million in the bank. Ve'eno rotze litpanes. Minayin, but he doesn't want to use it. Yeshlo. Ve'eno rotze litpanes. Minayin. As she says, yeshlo ve'eno rotze litpanes. Mishelo. He doesn't want to use his money. Ela mishelcha. He wants to use your money. Which means, how do you know that you take, that you could lend the money, of course, get paid back after, Tamud Amar, Ta'avitenu mikol makom. Oh, what a law. The guy doesn't want to use his own money, you have to lend the money?
Who's the money?
Let him starve. Yeah, he says, the guy's going to die of starvation. This guy over here is a cheapskate. He has money. He doesn't want to use his own money. And the guy's going to die of starvation. He's a kamsan. He only will use other people's money. You have a mitzvah to give him money. Yeah, but he said you can get the money back, by the way. He said, after the guy dies, you're going to go to the Yorshim and you're going to claim the money. Don't think you're giving the guy a gift. This case is not a regular gift. This case, you're going to claim the money back. Anyway, because it says, Tamud Amar Ta'avitenu. Ha'avet Ta'avitenu Mekol Makom. Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Yeshto Ve'en Orzil Panes En Eskakim Lo. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, if a guy doesn't want to use his own money, you don't got to give him anything. What does Ta'avitenu come to teach me? Ta'avitenu Lamali. Debra Torah, Adam. The Torah is talking in the vernacular, and therefore don't not medayek the extra word. Baruch Adonai. Amen.